Mr. Hubbard?
Mr. Madam Chair, this is Jay Rodenbeck. He called me up during the previous meeting. He's watching the video. Perhaps we can have a one-way conversation, express comments to him verbally. He's able to hear what we're saying, but he can't figure out how to get into the meeting actively.
Okay. Can he call you and have you put your...
Yeah, you could do that.
...your phone as the audio?
Yeah, I'll call him up here and see
Let's
if I can
that,
put my phone
on. Because I think it's
going
to be really difficult to do what you just described. Everyone can have a stand-up break.
Hey, Gary. Hi, this is Jay Rodenbeck. Do you hear me? You're on, I got you hooked into the meeting here indirectly. I got you on speakerphone. Okay. Madam Chair, can you hear Mr. Hubbard?
Not too well, but we'll worry about that maybe when he's having questions. But I guess first up, Mr. Hubbard, if you can just describe what your client is wanting to accomplish. Where is the phone in relation to your...
It's right by my computer.
You have it right by your mic?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear him?
I mean, I can hear it, but it's muffled.
Yeah, I can try calling him on my cell phone here. Gary, if you look on your screen, so in the lower left-hand side of your video screen, if you have it up, though, you'll see an icon. It says start video, stop video, and then besides that, mute. And if you click off the mute button and then you start the video, so long as you have a camera on your computer, it does.
I do not have a camera on my computer.
Okay, can you at least, you can jump in with just your audio. You don't have to be in video with these.
Okay.
Do you see a mute button in the lower left-hand side of your screen?
Okay, and on the top, it says ERP meeting, and it says, when I click on that, it says, this has an audio control to mute, and I'm not, I didn't mute it, so I was
in. Jay, why don't we try this?
Sure.
Why don't we try this? We'll kind of go back a little more to what you said in the beginning. If he can just tell you briefly what he wants to accomplish on these lots, and then you can relate that to us. We'll go through and get all the comments. And then if you can just help relay any questions, and we'll just...
Here, I can type in the chat as well here and relay on.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Gary, go ahead and explain what it is that you're proposing, you know, whatever questions you have. I'll type into the chat and I'll do the best I can to type as fast as you speak.
Okay, I'm ready.
Go ahead.
Are you telling me to go ahead?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir.
Okay. So Mr. Cook or Mr. Hubbard, this is the sketch plot is not a zoning discussion. And I think the staff has worked really hard to try to make that clear to folks. So we can talk about changing the parcel boundaries, but we won't be able to give you zoning advice in a sketch plan. So can you tell us what the ultimate uses you would like to have on the two lots?
I don't know if you heard that. Hey, Gary, this is Jay. Could you say that again, Madam Chair, what you just asked?
Mr. Hubbard, can you describe what the uses are that the owner would like to have on the two lots being proposed?
Mr. Hubbard? Hello? Madam Chair, I'm not getting them at all now.
Okay. Let's just go through and if you can, with the information you have, provide any comments, because I think he could hear, he's still in the meeting.
He's able to hear us.
And then we'll just have to follow up on the phone with any of us, but let's try that. Mr. Carter? And I know it was kind of confusing to know exactly what the request was. So go ahead.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Blaine Carter for the Water Authority. We don't have usually any comments on zone changes. So I'm speaking strictly to the lot line adjustments. For the subject parcel, we have the western parcel has an account. The eastern two parcels, we don't show an account for. So that will need to be established. If you're consolidating those two parcels into one parcel, you'll need an account for those parcels as constituted with this platting action, and you will need separate services from other parcels. So for example, if they're currently getting service, sharing it with the westernmost lot, they will need their own service if they're on their own lot. And that includes the water and sewer connection to the main and the actual account that it is billed under would have to be separate. There are public water and public sewer mains fronting the properties such that direct taps are available. With this lot adjustment, we would not be looking for extensions of public water or public sewer in the street. It would just be your typical service connections as needed. We would ask that your surveyor locate any water meters or any sewer services on the lots. If there are private services crossing lot lines, those would typically need an easement, a private water or private sewer easement, so that the services could remain in use. That's the extent of the substantive comments for your surveyor for the application for DRB. We do not require an availability statement with this particular action. That's part of the submittal information they'll need to know. And the project is within our service area. That means you go through our routine quick process. It's not through the full board action process. And then pro rata is not owed for this property. That's a fee that is sometimes due depending on where you're at in the city and who built the infrastructure that's in front of your lot. So that's all I have for comments. If you have any questions, you can reach out to me at the phone number that's provided in the comment sheet, but it's 505-415-9188. Thank you.
Okay, code enforcement.
Thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with code enforcement. The property is identified as 5616 Cielo del Oeste in the submittal. but that property has an address assigned by both city and county as 1720 57th Street Northwest. The apparent entrance to the property is along 57th Street, and the address on the curb indicates 1720 57th Street. So this needs to be clarified or corrected prior to submittal of any further official documentations. Nonetheless, the property described as 5616 Chilladel Estate is zoned MXT, mixed use transition zone, and was formerly zoned O1 office prior to the IDO, the Integrated Development Ordinance implementation in 2017. You referenced that in some of your letter. The properties described as 5612 and 5608 Chilladel Estate are both zoned RT, residential townhouse zones, and remain as they were zoned prior to the implementation of the IDO. Any zone change proposals will not be reviewed by the DRB. You must, as Chair Wolfley said, you must schedule a PRT or other process to begin the process over that and see planning for details on that. I would ask for clarification to be able to advise you further if you're planning for the properties to be zoned as MXT or as RT. It wasn't real clear to me. So you would need to state the current use of the properties and if that use is proposed to be changed or not for me to better answer any other questions you have from zoning. I will say that the properties must meet the dimensional standard requirements for the zone that they are located in. The MXT zone, IDO section 51D, and RT zone, IDO section 51C. Any replat of the properties cannot create a nonconformity or an increase of existing nonconformity to the existing IDO code. I have some other comments about future development that I submitted. If you have further questions, I will go through those at this time. But if you would like additional information or have other questions, then please contact me by email, and I'd be happy to work out some work through any details or specific questions you have.
Okay, thank you. Let's go to Parks and Rec.
Carol Summerfelt with Parks and Rec Department. No comments in this case.
Okay, thank you. Hydrology.
Ernest Armenko, Hydrology. Please provide a cross lot drainage easement on the plat naming beneficiaries and maintenance responsibilities. For any future development, Hydrology will need an approved grading and drainage plan prior to building permit if any of our thresholds are met.
Okay, transportation.
Jean Wolfenberger with Transportation. Cielo del Este and 57th Street shall have 5-foot wide sidewalk per the new development process manual requirements. If it is suggested to maintain the sidewalks at current width, please provide a justification letter for a DRB determination as part of the next application. And then obviously each lot shall have its own separate access.
Okay, thank you. Planning?
For Web of Planning, zone map amendment is a separate process and done through EPC for the request and review. So, and those proposals do require a PRT as for their pre-application requirements. As you get closer to the lot line adjustment, the project and application numbers will need to be added to all the platting sheets prior to the approval and sign-off. You'll have to have the utility signatures and a MAFCA signatures and the DXF file approval from AGIS. It's required as part of the application file, and those need to be obtained and included before acceptance and put on the agenda. Plan sheets must be sealed and signed by a design professional licensed in the state of New Mexico. And you'll need to work with different departments that have given comments, transportation, hydrology, water authority, on submitting a few of our application forms that we can help you with that one if you have additional questions. All the standards of the lot line adjustment for the subdivision of land must meet the IDO section 54C for land compliance. Replatting action cannot increase any existing nonconformity or create a new nonconformity. New development needs to meet current standards or have approval for expansion of nonconformance. And future development must meet all applicable standards and provisions of the IDO and the DPM, including but not limited to MXT standards, 5.1 dimensional standards. It is within an overlay zone, CPO2. You have parking requirements in section 5.5 and possible requirements for landscaping, buffering, and screening in section 5.6. If the lots on the RT side will have separate dimensional standards and contextual standards in an area of consistency, but we can help go through that portion as it gets us clarification on exactly of the future development. We can help with that. So just let us know and give us a call, email, or come into our office and we can help walk you through.
Okay, this is Chair Wolf Lee. So just to summarize some high points, I think for you, Mr. Hubbard, to take back to your client is number one, Mr. Palmer clarified that the RT parcels are still RT. They were before the IDO and they remain RT. The O1 parcel that was pre-IDO was converted to MXT. And then if you want to change the parcel boundaries, it would be good to rezone as you're talking about to clean up those parcel boundaries. If we understood the uses a little bit better of what piece of the RT was going over to be part of the MXT, we might be able to see some options, but we don't know that information. And then the final point is just whenever you touch your property for platting or other purposes, it does allow the city to work to have all the infrastructure come up to current standards. And that's some of what was being shared with you. So you have your comments and you're welcome to call any of the DRB members for further explanation of their specific comments. Okay. With that, it looks like we have someone needing to leave. So let's move along here. And the action sheet minutes of May 11th, is there a motion to approve those?
Glenn Carter, Water Authority, so moved.
Justin Revolt, Parks and Rec, seconds.
Please vote.
Glenn Carter, Water Authority, I approve the motion.
Palmer, Code Enforcement, I approve.
Justin Revolt, Parks and Rec, I approve.
Ernest Starmihill, Hydrology, I approve.
Jane Wolfenberger with Transportation, I approve.
And Jolene Wolfley, DRB Chair, approves. There's a consensus vote of the DRB to approve the action sheet minutes of May 11, 2022. Signing of approved cases, Mr. Rudbeck.
So 4 out of 5 documents that are ready for distribution that were approved today are out and have been sent out. They're all infrastructure lists. You'll see one for 5461, that EPC site plan sign off at Wyoming. And you'll see two for 5439. And you'll see one for Mesa del Sol 5628. They're going alphabetically, so just look for them in your inbox. I'm getting out the fifth and final infrastructure list right now for the Montgomery EPC site plan sign-off, 5467 right now. And hopefully we can get these done as soon as possible here.
Just Cheryl Sommerfeld with Parks and Rec. Are you sending the Mesa del Sol to Christina?
No. You're getting all of these.
We discussed that she did the approval, but she would send an email indicating as much to you so that you would be able to actually sign them.
Yeah, this is a we do this all the time when it comes to
sometimes just who's available to sign when things are ready.
Yeah.
May not be the actual person. But I can verify that Ms. Sandoval approved those from this morning and she was to have sent you an email to indicate that.
And Cheryl, these were both preliminary plats this morning, so there were no conditions of approval or anything like that from anyone, much less Parks and Rec. Okay.
Mr. Rodenbeck, what about the one that is delegated by Parks? Is that something that would be
well? These are well? So I'm just sending you infrastructure lists. So the site plans for final sign off, like neither one of those are ready for distribution. Just the infrastructure list. That's all you're going to see today, and those all can be signed right now. You might, we did have some revisions, so the DRB members might double check the infrastructure lists that are going out to make sure that any of the, you know, revisions you need to have made are on the copy that you're going to be signing, because we had a lot of last minute changes today. All right, I just sent out the fifth and final infrastructure list for signatures. It's going to Ernest first.
Okay, and we have Jeff trying to get to a meeting at 3:15. I know some of us are late for another meeting, but that's not more important than what we're doing. So we'll try to get as far as we can while we're in session here.
Jeff, Blaine is signing the infrastructure list for 5467. That was the fifth and final one. You should have it shortly here. I think you do technically need to stay until we verify that all the five infrastructure lists that are sent out this afternoon are fully signed. I think DRB has to continue to have a quorum until that point.
All right, thank you.
This is Blaine. I just signed it.
I just signed it as well. It's on its way.
Hang on a few more minutes, Jeff. We should have all these signed shortly. All right. So the infrastructure list, number two for 5439 is signed by all. That's one of five. I'll go through the list here as they come in. Check your inboxes, guys. You should see them come in as they get signed. All right, both infrastructure lists for 5439 are signed. That just leaves three more to go. The two EPC sign-offs. Looks like, Gene, you have 5467's infrastructure list ready to go. Let's see here. I believe, Gene, you've got 5461 as well. All right, Madam Chair, you should have 5461 in your inbox. All right, so the Mesa Del Sol infrastructure list is signed by all. So that means we just have the two EPC sign-offs that we need everyone to sign. 5467, 5461. All right, 5461 signed by all. That just leaves 5467.
I just barely got it now. Okay, all those infrastructure lists are signed and we adjourn at 3:14 p.m.